Blessed Sabbath, dear family, and those that are on the phone. Blessed Sabbath to you as well. And for all those that will be hearing this recording, may you have a blessed Sabbath as well. We have come to the beginning of the Children's Sabbath School lesson, number 32, on this day, July 13, 2013. We will begin with our Sabbath song. It was taken from the hymn book, number 390. The title is, We Love Thy Sabbath, Lord. We love Thy Sabbath, Lord, and worship at Thy will. Oh, may this Sabbath sweet peace afford, and deeper faith instill. Thine just for joy, creation were to see. We to this day will raise our hearts in grateful praise to Thee. Pray for Thy wonders, Lord, that fills this sacred day. As Thine that all may understand, we owe Thy sovereign's way. O great Creator King, through Thy redeeming grace, renew and sanctify our hearts, that we may see Thy face. Dear family, mommies and daddies, or little ones, to have opening prayer. If anyone would like to have opening prayer, please come up to the mic.
Father God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for this wonderful Sabbath that we have and having. And thank you for the wonderful children that we're going to have today. And thank you for all of the family that's on the kids' chat room today. Bless all my friends and family and Sabbath keepers. And thank you for all that happened this week. And thank you for this wonderful summer that we're having. And thank you for letting us have dogs, two dogs. And thank you for that day that we had them. And thank you for the wonderful day. And bless T. Rosie and Joshua and everybody else. Let this be a wonderful Sabbath. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. As we begin our study, the scripture that will be the highlight is Hebrews 11:6. It says, But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. This week, boys and girls, we will continue part two on learning about the privilege of prayer. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, please come up to the mic.
Matthew 11:24 says, Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Matthew 6:12. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors.
Romans 12:12.
Rejoicing.
In hope.
Patient in tribulation.
Continuing.
Instant.
In prayer. Amen. Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving.
Amen.
But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
And Ariana is going to read now Sabbath lessons. Go ahead, Ari. So listen in 4:6.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything that prayer and
supplication,
with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God.
And then I'll read Jude 20:21. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen.
Praise the Lord, dear little ones, for your participation. I am so grateful to hear your beautiful voice. Let's continue in Steps to Christ, chapter 11, from pages 96 to 99. If anyone of the Bear family would like to take the following paragraph.
Another element of prevailing prayer is faith. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Jesus said to his disciples, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark 11:24. Do we take him at his word? Steps to Christ, page 96, paragraph 1.
When we pray, God hears more than we say, answers more than we ask, and gives more than we imagine, in his own time and his own way. Continuing on in Steps to Christ, page 96.
The assurance is broad and
unlimited,
and he is faithful who has promised when we do not receive the very things we ask for at the time we ask, we are still to believe that the Lord hears and that he will answer our prayers. We are so erring and
short-sighted
that we sometimes ask the for things that would not be a blessing to us, and our Heavenly Father in love answers our prayers by giving us that which will be for our highest good, that which we ourselves would desire, is with
vision
divinely
enlightened,
and we could see all things as they really are. Amen.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. When our prayer seems not to be answered, we are clinging to the promise. For the time of answering will surely come, and we shall receive the blessing we need most. But to claim the prayer, we will always be answered in the very way and for the particular thing that we desire. It is perception Presumption. God is too wise to err and too good to withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. Then do not dare to trust him, even though you do not see the immediate answer to your prayers. Rely upon his surety promise. Ask and it shall be given to you.
Praise the Lord. Now, boys and girls, we have a question. What is another prevailing element of prayer and what we must believe as we commit to him? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is faith is the other element of prayer, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
We have this beautiful song that will give you a little bit of what it means to have faith, especially in the time that you need God to deliver.
Like the sea that never will be moved, am I. Like the stars that time will never alter, all my trust will be, O Lord, in thee, in thy love, my faith will never falter.
Praise the Lord. What a beautiful song indeed. Now we will continue on Step to Christ, verse 94. If any of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
If we take counsel with our own doubts and fears, or try to solve everything that we cannot see clearly, before we have faith, perplexity will only increase and deepen. But if we come to God, he will help us and defend as we really are, and in humble, trusting faith, make known our wants to him, whose knowledge is infinity. Who sees everything in creation, and who governs everything by his will and word. He can and will attend to our cry, and will let
Steps to Christ, page 96. Through sincere prayer, we are brought into connection with the mind of the infinite. We may have no remarkable evidence at the time that the face of our Redeemer is bending over us in compassion and love, but this is even so. We may not feel his visible touch, but his hand is upon us in love and pity and tenderness.
When we come to ask mercy and blessing from God, we should have the spirit of love and forgiveness in our own hearts. How can we pray, forgive us our debts, as we forget our debtors and indulge an unforgiving spirit. In Matthew 6:12, if we expect our own prayer to be heard, we must forgive others in the same manner and the same extent as we hope to be forgiven. Let's learn this song and keep it in memory. Hear once, hear, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy. Our soul is longing for the glory of you. Hear, O Lord, and answer me. Amen.
Amen. This beautiful tune is something to remember. Hear, O Lord, the sound of my call. Hear, O Lord, that have mercy. My soul is longing for the glory of you. Oh, hear, O Lord, and answer me. Don't forget, little one, in order for you to be able to have God forgive your sins, you have to learn to forgive others as well. As we will continue, I have a question, dear little one. Boys and girls, what will happen if we take counsel with our doubts and fears or try to solve anything we can't see clearly before exercising our faith? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little one.
Pastor T
will increase.
And will increase.
And deepen.
And deepen.
That's right, dear little Alan. If perplexity will increase and deepen, what will happen? If you come to God feeling helpless and depend on Him with trust and faith, He can and will attend to our cry. But there's another scripture song that you would like to be able to learn, and the Word of God is where we can find it in Psalms 5:2-3. The scripture song is also a prayer, and it goes like this. Give ears to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry. My King and my God, oh, unto Thee will I pray. My voice shall Thou hear in the morning. Oh, Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayers unto Thee, Yahweh, O God. This is that memory song that you can be able to keep whenever you want to be able to open up your heart to the Lord. As we continue, dear loved ones, in Step to Christ, page 97, the next family that would like to take the next paragraph, good luck.
Steps to Christ, page 97. Perseverance in prayer has been made a condition of receiving. We must pray always if we would grow in faith and experience. We are to be instant in prayer, to continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Romans 12, verse 12. Colossians 4, verse 2. Peter exhorts believers to be sober and watch unto prayer. 1 Peter Chapter 4, verse 7.
Step to Christ, page 97.
Paul direct.
In everything. My prayer. In supplication.
With thanksgiving.
Let your request
be made known.
be made known unto God.
Philippians
4:6. Amen.
But ye believe it,
beloved,
say Jude, praying and the Holy Ghost, keep yourself and the love of God. Jude 21.
Unceasing prayer is the unbroken union of the soul with God, so that life from God flows into your life, and from our life, purity and holiness flow back to God. Steps to Christ, page 97, paragraph 2.
It's necessary for diligence in prayer. Let nothing hinder you. Make every effort to keep open the communion between Jesus and your own soul. Seek every opportunity to go where prayer is once to be made. Those who are really seeking for communion with God will be seen in the prayer meeting, faithful to do their duty and earnest and anxious to reap all the benefits they can gain. They will improve every opportunity of placing themselves where they can receive the rays of light from heaven. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have another question, boys and girls. What is the condition for receiving in prayers, and how often shall we do it? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is perseverance, and we must pray always if we would grow in faith and experience.
Steps to Christ, page 98. We should pray in the family circle, and above all, we must not neglect secret prayer, for this is the life of the soul. It is impossible for the soul to flourish while prayer is neglected. Family or public prayer alone is not sufficient. In solitude, let the soul be laid open to the inspecting eye of God. Secret prayer is to be heard only by the prayer-hearing God. No curious ear is to receive the burden of such petitions. In secret prayer, the soul is free from surrounding influences, free from excitement. Calmly, yet fervently, will it reach out after God. Sweet and abiding will be the influence emanating from Him who seeth in secret, whose ear is open to hear the prayer arising from the heart. By calm, simple faith, the soul holds communion with God and gathers to itself rays of divine light to strengthen and sustain it in the conflict with Satan. God is our tower of strength. Steps to Christ, page 98, paragraph 2.
Praise the Lord. Now we have come to the ending of our Sabbath school lesson. Next week we will end chapter 11 of our study on the privilege of prayer, part 3. At this moment we would like to ask our dear Renner family if they would like to have closing prayer. Any ones of the little ones, mommies or daddy, please bubble up.
Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for the fun for today. I thank you for the smile for chat room. I thank you for all that you give us. I thank you for letting us have these two dolls. I thank you for the other one is Shui and Rocky. And I thank you for letting us be grateful for the stuff we have and the dolls. And dear Heavenly Father, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So next Sabbath, the Privilege of Prayer, Part 3. And that will be held on Sabbath, July 20, 2013. I hope and pray that all of you all were blessed by the study. And we hope that you also will have the opportunity to finish these activities where you get to learn the different words that are in the reading that you have just read today. And for those that are on the phone, we would like to say we hope and pray that y'all will bless as well as we were, in hope that one day in the future we'll be able to meet your faces and your voices to be able to proclaim God and His Word. God bless everyone, and may you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. Amen.